Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai, once again, your host for the Nonprofit Snapcast, except I'm not sure I'm exactly should be calling myself the host today. We're going to do something a little different with this episode, and my friend Susan Cooper is going to interview me to give us a little change of pace and to let me talk about things I don't normally get to talk about on the Snapcast. Susan, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here, Mickey. We've been working together for about a year. We co-host the Inclusion Catalyst podcast together, for those of us who don't know. And I'm really excited to have the chance to peel back the curtain a little bit and learn more about you and what you've been doing and what your goal is with this nonprofit Snapcast, because there's so much great content and there's so much useful information that I'm really excited to have the chance to interview you today.
I'm really appreciated, and I can't thank you enough for your help in this endeavor. What is your history in the world of, I'm going to say this absolutely inadequately, but you do marketing.
Yes.
And yes. You work locally for a boutique marketing firm?
Yes. I work for Creative Outhouse. We're a small creative marketing agency. And we have worked with quite a few nonprofits doing their creative marketing and collateral and strategic planning. And I also sit on the board of a nonprofit, Georgia Alliance for Social Justice.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, I thank you for taking the time to interview me today. I will let you, I'll let you run the game from here on out.
Okay, great. So kicking things off, how long have you been doing the Nonprofit Snapcast?
Oh boy. So the long story here is that I invented the Nonprofit Snapshot back in 2008, something called the Nonprofit Snapshot. A snapshot is a micro assessment of a nonprofit's management practices. It is very quickly and easily deliverable micro assessment of 10 different areas germane to nonprofit management practices. And so back in 2008, I started to do the Snapcast as a sort of an adjunct to the Snapshot to try to promote both the Snapshot and highlight good examples of what nonprofit management is all about. So that was back in 2008 before podcasting really took off. And then the recession hit around that time and I shelved the whole idea for a while. I have played with the notion on and off of doing different things with the Snapshot and the Snapcast. And finally, last year, early 2019, I resurrected the Snapshot with the intent of turning it into an app that we could put into the hands of nonprofit consultants across the country. And it just seemed like a natural thing to bring back the Snapcast alongside the Snapshot to facilitate those conversations. So I think it was roughly January of 2019 that I started publishing the Snapcast again as a weekly endeavor with my friend Caroline Eccles, and she has been very busy and happily so running her own consultancy called Wellspring Nonprofit Resource. She does a lot of grants writing, stuff like that. And over that time, Snapcast started to take on a life of its own. And the funny thing is we haven't even pushed the Snapshot into beta phase yet. So I'm just, you know, happy to be having these conversations with folks and am looking very much forward to the moment where I can say that the Snapshot itself is live and we need testers for it.
That's great. Yeah. The Snapcast alone, I think, is such a huge generator of great, helpful content for nonprofits. There's topics, your guests talk about fundraising, PR, crisis management, managing finances, strategic planning, data management, grant writing. Like there's every episode is a wealth of great information. And many of the ones I've listened to are great for any organization. You know, there's a lot of really helpful information that applies to any organization, be it a corporation or a small company. It's really valuable.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you say that. In my mind, I think that there are things that I want to hit a little more strategically. Like, I don't think we have enough discussions on the Snapcast about volunteer management or volunteer practices and stuff like that. I think it's easy to talk about fundraising. It's easy to talk about PR and marketing. And those are, you know, topics that nonprofits really seem to appreciate. But I want to make sure that I'm covering the breadth of what it means to manage a nonprofit. And so I'm constantly on the lookout for ways to bring the entire slate of conversations to the table.
Mm-hmm. So why nonprofit management? Why did you decide to do the nonprofit Snapcast?
Well, you know, I've been heavily entrenched in the nonprofit sector for what feels like a very long time. I've seen a lot of well-meaning people make some really risky decisions and some terrible mistakes. And I don't know if it's wise to talk about the mistakes, but I've seen things like, I've seen a nonprofit that didn't have a quorum at a board meeting for over 2 years, which in the state of Georgia is not just bad leadership, but it's also illegal. I've seen a nonprofit that their executive committee was its own miniature board, and the executive committee would basically make all the decisions, and then the board would just simply get together to approve the executive committee's decisions. And I'm thinking, that's not the way, you know, leadership runs. That's not how good decision making is done. I've seen a nonprofit do an after-school camp, leadership camp, a pro-tolerance, very much anti-bullying camp for middle schoolers run by volunteers, and they had never run a background check on a single volunteer. So there's a wide range of risky and terrible decision-making going on in the world of nonprofits, and that the fact of the matter is that we're all well-meaning people. You know, nonprofits aren't in the business to make mistakes. We're in the business to make the world a better place. And I would simply like to help those nonprofits avoid those kinds of mistakes. But to be clear, you know, the Snapcast and the Snapshot are not about focusing on those negatives. And I hope our listeners know that. I've seen many nonprofits that excel at the nonprofit management game. I get to talk to lots of nonprofit professionals that are really stellar nonprofit managers. And I'm trying to make sure that those things get highlighted. So the Snapcast is sort of like this 15-ish minute partnership with those professionals in helping nonprofits be the best that they can be. The work that we do is geared to help those high-functioning organizations get the tune-ups and the tweaks they need to weather the storms that we're currently in. And there's certainly enough bad news flying around these days. So we've got too much good work to do. My efforts in general focus on building strength, reliability, and accountability. Those are the three things I like to focus on. And I want to be highlighting those positives and building on them.
Yeah. Speaking on the positives, I think there's a tremendous opportunity for nonprofits to use the podcast as a resource. Sharing it internally with their teams, especially as they're working on a particular endeavor, highlighting certain episodes, and also as its own PR machine. Every time you have a guest, that guest can then promote themselves and promote their organization with that episode and say, look at what we talked about. And that is a great example that they can use for funders, for volunteers, for their internal communication and their external communications to help them generate their own PR.
I need to hire you to do my PR, Susan. but that's very much the intent, right? I wanted to create a platform where everybody can show off the things that they're good at, show off the things that they're proud of, and help each other as we all move forward together.
Yes. So tell me a little bit more about the nonprofit Snapshot. Where did it come from? What is the idea behind it? What can it do?
The Snapshot, the nonprofit Snapshot, is, as I said, it's a micro assessment. It's currently 130 questions related to nonprofit management across 10 different areas of nonprofit management, everything from mission and vision to board governance, staff leadership, volunteer management, fundraising, marketing, legal and ethical oversight. So we measure some very basic practices across each of those dimensions, and it generates a report card for that nonprofit to highlight what they've done well and what they probably need to improve on. It's designed to be sort of a thermometer for consultants, right? It's supposed to be a tool in the consultant's toolbox that they could use to shorten discovery phase with their client nonprofits. And it, so far in my, you know, in my pilot processes, it works. It shines that 5-mile light on the whole breadth of nonprofit management practices so that a consultant's not wasting their time working on one thing when something else needs to be fixed before then. And I say that because one of the early test cases we did, there was this nonprofit that thought they needed a marketing consultant, and they did, but it was pretty clear they needed a lawyer first. Hmm. And so the Snapshot made that, you know, abundantly clear that they had done a lot of things really well, but before they got on with developing this public-facing marketing agenda, they needed to shore up some internal policies and procedures first. And they were a mental health agency. So you know, a lot of that butted up against HIPAA and privacy rules and things like that. So they decided to consult with the lawyer first to make sure that all their internal stuff was rock solid before they move forward with the marketing campaign. And, you know, stuff like that. That's what it's designed to do. There are other measures like this out there. There are board assessments and nonprofit management assessments out there that are huge and cumbersome and in some cases expensive. My goal was to create sort of, and I hate to use this term, but it's the only one I've got. My goal was to create sort of the Walmart of assessment tools. You know, I wanted it easily delivered. I wanted it to be readily available and for a very reasonable price. And when I first deployed it, and reel me in, Susan, this may be more than we need to talk about, but when I first deployed the Snapshot, I was doing it as a consultant directly with nonprofits. There was, in the very beginning, there was no intent to even turn it into an app. It was just my consultancy. And so I was, you know, going around the nonprofits saying, hey, I could do a snapshot for you. I could do a snapshot for you. And nonprofits would line up for this prospect. They'd be like, wow, this is a cool tool. The nonprofit sector needs this and it should be an invaluable thing for people. And I thought this is great, but it became clear over time that I, instead of targeting the nonprofits themselves as my customer, that I needed to target nonprofit consultants as the customer for the snapshot. And then, you know, if I arm the consultant with this tool, then they could use it day and night with their nonprofit clients and it would be better for everybody in the process. So once this thing is up and running and we get past beta phase, thinking that the cost to use the tool will probably be around $100 a year, maybe less. And I just want it to be a slam dunk. I want it, you know, to be a that first thing that they pick up out of their toolbox when they start to work with a nonprofit to use for discovery phase. And I'd like to try to create home base for consultants around that and give us all, you know, plenty of resources to use with our nonprofit clients across the country.
So what phase in app development is it sitting in now?
It is waiting for the report card portion to be finished. So the actual math is all done and it'll be a web app. So you would go to the nonprofit snapshot.org website and there will be a place for people to log in. If they're licensed consultants, they could log into their own licensed little dashboard and administer the tool right from there. The part that's missing now is the final report card development. I want to be able to generate essentially a PDF report card that has the consultant's name and letterhead and stuff already in place on it. And that way they have, you know, a tangible asset that they can share with their nonprofit clients if they want. And that's what I'm waiting on. And, you know, getting the report card to come out and looking good on a PDF format is a little tricky. So I'm, you know, just waiting patiently. And I know that my developer is something of a perfectionist and I trust that she'll make it look good by the time it's ready to be seen.
Mm-hmm. So from all your learnings, from all the work that you've done with nonprofits and all your podcast episodes, what are some of your biggest takeaways about how nonprofits are managed?
The biggest takeaway I've got is that nonprofits manage themselves far better than any for-profit corporate entity I've ever seen. And that we really need to do away with the notion that nonprofit managers are poor business people. And that nonprofits should stand a lot to learn, could stand a lot to learn from the corporate sector. I think it's the other way around. I think the corporate sector could learn a lot more about how to manage themselves from nonprofits. That's my biggest takeaway. And now that I've completely impugned myself with the corporate sector, it's clear that passion is what drives the sector. Everybody in the nonprofit sector really wants to improve the stuff they do. They want to see their mission outcomes become successful and widespread. I've never known a bunch of people who really genuinely wanted to work themselves into obsolescence, right? I think we would all be happy to wake up tomorrow and find out that there's no more work to do. And that's one thing that keeps me going with the work that I do. It's like everyone here has a good grip on what it means to make the world a better place. And I hope we can all see some success doing that.
Mm-hmm. So you've done a lot of special episodes to talk about things that might benefit nonprofits during the pandemic. Is there anything among them that stands out as being particularly important for nonprofits to be doing during this time?
Yeah, absolutely. By and large, most nonprofit missions remain important even during pandemic, even as the world focuses on SARS-CoV-2, and now even as the world focuses on civil unrest and racial inequalities. I think that the situation seems dire, but nothing here is hopeless. And as we've mentioned in a couple of most recent episodes, that even communications amongst nonprofits that don't seem to have much to do with civil unrest or with COVID in general. They still have a role in this world. They still have a communicative agenda to follow. So the situation does seem dire, but it's not hopeless. Among the other special episodes that we've done, it becomes pretty clear that the nonprofits that are going to be most successful are the ones who can do what we're calling the pivot, which is sort of a cliche right now, but being able to pivot, being able to turn on a dime with strategic agenda items has I think, separated successful nonprofits from those who are a little more slow to turn. The one being able to have that engine, that nonprofit engine, which is some combined leadership of board and staff, is what helps healthy nonprofits pivot quickly. And then the third thing is probably the most important thing, is that stewardship is more important now than ever before. The ability to reach out and communicate things effectively to your donors about your nonprofit, about maintaining your sense of community with those stakeholders. Stewardship is of prime importance now, and I hope nonprofits never lose sight of that.
Absolutely. I agree with you that nonprofits are more important than they've ever been during this time. At a time when the economy is in trouble, so there's perhaps less funding available, but the work that they do is essential, and that has to be remembered.
Exactly. That's exactly right. There's still good work to be done. The trick is explaining to your donors and to your stakeholders exactly how that remains relevant during these days.
So with all your experience that you have working with nonprofits, doing the podcast, working on the app, you've seen what it really takes for them to operate efficiently. You've talked to a lot of experts. You've been exposed to a lot of different organizational setups and small and large scale organizations. You have developed a consultancy out of this based on all your learnings. Tell me about the consultancy that you've launched and how you personally can help nonprofits.
This is kind of weird because it was never really my original intent to sell the nonprofit snapshot as a broad-based consultancy for nonprofits. But I believe it was you who came up with the original idea that, we're surrounded by this stable of experts and I also have my own body of knowledge with most of the things I get to talk about. You know, it just kind of makes sense, you know, as long as we're all in this place where, you know, middle of pandemic, middle of civil unrest, there's a huge storm that surrounds us all. And I would, you know, very much like to help nonprofits navigate their way out of that storm and to make some plans and to help them do that aforementioned pivot. I think that's the right thing to do. And so what I've done is come up with a slate of consulting services that I can help nonprofits get done. And I put up that menu on the Nonprofit Snapshot website. It's nonprofitsnapshot.org/consulting. And there's a number of things there that we're trying to price with quote unquote pandemic special price tags, just to make it easy for nonprofits to get some of the help that they need during these times and to find their way out of the storm, to navigate their way to more calm waters. And it's a broad range of things. And some of them are done in partnerships with other consultants already, everything from the administering of a nonprofit snapshot itself. We might even use you in beta phase. Otherwise, we're going to continue our pilot project to do research with the nonprofit snapshot micro assessment. We do some web work. So I'm working with a couple of web developers who do not only website facelifts, but SEO assessments and stuff like that, can help nonprofits get their case for support together if they haven't done that already in preparation for a larger grants writing agenda. If they do need help with that grants writing agenda, I think we're about to add a line to the menu that talks to a couple of consultants I know about doing the actual grants themselves. I am offering 10 hours of executive coaching to nonprofits, and we can also do things like crisis communications plans or crisis communication kit development for nonprofits, not to mention fundraising feasibility studies prior to any campaign. Let's figure out where the pitfalls may be, and you know what will it show the nonprofit about what their fundraising picture looks like. There are plenty of nonprofits out there that need database management help. There are, you know, severe consequences for having poor use of data these days. It also facilitates the pivot to be able to take your donor records and make them do for you what you want them to do for you and improve your fundraising during these times. So we're doing some database development work. My favorite thing on the list is the whole disaster / continuity of operations plan. That's the stuff that I think I really can sink my teeth into to help nonprofits continue to formalize a plan as long as we're looking at disaster, as long as we're looking at the storm, let's figure out how to most properly address it. And then, of course, good old-fashioned strategic planning. You know, all of these things can be done virtually. All of these things can be done, I think, fairly quickly. And I'm hoping we've put them in a place where nonprofits can say, yes, let's get these things done. And, you know, we can create a situation where we're helping nonprofits even further to get the tools they need to succeed, even though we're surrounded by uncertainty.
Right. And I think if our listeners go to your website, they'll find that the pricing for these services is fantastic. And it's almost as if you are a nonprofit yourself.
Well, I am, you know, it's kind of funny. We've been producing this thing for a little over a year now, and the nonprofit Snapcast itself is not a revenue maker, and it was never designed to be. And I kind of also halfway want to say that I'm flexible and we're flexible. If there's a commitment here that a nonprofit can't make in a financial way, just talk to me. Let's see if we can find ways to help each other still.
Yeah. I mean, I've known you for a while now, and your passion for helping others is just tremendous. I know that you will bend over backwards to help causes that you care about.
It's true. It's one of my greatest assets and one of my biggest downfalls. So, but thank you for saying that. It's very kind of you.
So how can people reach you if they'd like to work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of different ways. First of all, email. People can reach me at mickey@nonprofitsnapshot.org. Of course, that is no spaces, no underscores. mickey@nonprofitsnapshot.org. I believe there's contact us tabs on both the nonprofitsnapshot.org website and the nonprofitsnapcast.org website. And I get those messages in real time every day. And of course, we've got a Facebook presence. If folks want to find either the Nonprofit Snapshot or the Nonprofit Snapcast on Facebook, I am checking up on those channels pretty regularly. And those are all really decent ways to get in touch with me.
Great. Is there anything else that you feel like we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth talking about a couple of things like the long-term things I'd like to do with the Snapcast or the crowdfunding that's going on right now with Patreon. Yeah. So one of the things that I've put up online is we finally opened up a Patreon account for Nonprofit Snapcast. I wanted to do a little bit of fundraising to see if we could get some more hardware, better hardware and software for specifically for the podcasting agenda. And so one of the things we've done via Patreon, of course, there's a number of levels there that people can use to support the Nonprofit Snapcast. But at the nonprofit advocate level, which is $100 a month, if a person wants to join at that level and support the Snapcast at that level, they'll actually get 1 hour of consulting time a month that they can award to their favorite nonprofit if they're willing to support me via Patreon. And in terms of looking at the Snapcast overall, I've been playing with the notion of doing maybe bi-weekly interactive discussions so that instead of just doing a recorded conversation for the podcast, we might actually open up a Zoom session, like a fireside chat session with an actual Q&A opportunity attached to it. And I don't know if that's worth doing or not. I think a lot of people out there are already doing similar things. So it may or may not be a good idea to do some sort of fireside chat of my own. But the idea is certainly on my mind. If folks have any suggestions or preferences about what that kind of thing would look like, I would like to hear from people and to learn that they thought maybe some sort of facilitated Zoom session would be fun to do.
Yeah, I think that could be really valuable.
Mm-hmm. Just to make it a little more interactive. I mean, you know, the conversations we have with Snapcast are intentionally short, right? And short format stuff. We try to keep it around 15 to 20 minutes an episode. But if we do something like a bi-weekly interactive discussion or even monthly, just a monthly interactive discussion, we could do a slightly deeper dig and let people actually interact with the experts who appear on the show.
Yes. I think that could be huge.
So, but thank you, Susan. I can't thank you enough for facilitating this interview and helping me have this conversation. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that we had the chance to get together and do this.
Yeah, definitely. If now that I'm going to turn the tables again, if folks wanted to talk to you about marketing or creative processes for their own nonprofits, how do they get in touch with you?
At Creative Outhouse, I can be reached at susan@creativeouthouse.com. And you can go to our website to see some of our creative samples. It's creativeouthouse.com.
Right. And we didn't get much in depth on that kind of thing, but the work that you would do for nonprofits would be along the lines of everything from marketing plans to actual collateral. Isn't that right?
Collateral, videos, creative content, social media, messaging, purpose statements, you know, value proposition, branding, mm-hmm. all that.
All that. Very cool. Well, maybe we have to have another larger conversation on the Snapcast about that someday.
Okay.
And again, thanks again. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you have any questions about anything you've heard on the Snapcast today, don't hesitate to contact me. I look forward to getting your feedback on the consulting that we're going to do. That page again is nonprofitsnapshot.org/consulting. And always looking for feedback on the Nonprofit Snapcast. And you can reach me again via nonprofitsnapcast.org. Just click the Contact Us tab and I will get that message right away. In the meantime, I hope you and yours are all staying safe and healthy, and look forward to seeing you on another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.